Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Balagan. It's been a while since the last episode, if to be exact, almost 2 weeks. But I just wanted to let you know that I decided to travel to Israel, and I'm in Israel at the moment. I've been doing some volunteer work, exploring the land, talking to people, trying to get the pulse of the people at the moment. It's a very interesting experience. On one hand, you can see the civic society and the human spirit, rising to, I would say, new peaks. The amount of volunteering in the people, the amount of support of, what we call achva and re'ut are amazing. I haven't experienced Israel like that in ages. On the other hand, you can see that politically wise, we are still in the same chaos or balagan, and I will discuss that also with people. And in overall, it's been 6 weeks since Hamas atrocities, the massacre in the south, and I've been to the south as well, to what you call the Gaza envelope. I've witnessed also from afar what's happening in the city of Gaza. And I must say, I'm not a military man, so I can't tell what will happen there, but it doesn't seem like it's gonna, Israel needs to make a decision whether it wants its hostages back or it wants to eliminate Hamas. I will say from my, from past experience with Israel and the Palestinians that eliminating Hamas, I think it's sadly speaking, a wishful thinking. But also returning all of our hostages safe is something that we wish for, but I doubt if it will actually happen, because if to be honest, until this point, even the Red Cross, doesn't know the status of our hostages. In the past couple of days, Israel was able to bring back to burial two hostages that apparently were murdered just before the IDF soldiers entered the Shifa hospital. So we can't tell how many hostages are still alive now, where are they being held, what is their medical condition. And if you're hearing this, please reach out to the Red Cross demanding them, to let us know the status of our hostages. We need to remember, you see all of the demonstrations around the world against Israel and what Israel is doing in Gaza. Sadly speaking, Hamas brought it on the Palestinians, and Hamas doesn't care about the Palestinians. Hamas is a religious, fundamentalistic organization. They don't see the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as a national conflict. They see it as a religious conflict where they need to eliminate all the infidels from the land of Palestine. And they are also members of the Muslim Brotherhood, the international movement, that some of its chapters were ISIS, if you remember them, Al-Qaeda, if you remember 9/11, and the Muslim Brothers in Egypt. So if somebody's telling you free Palestine, tell them first free Palestine from Hamas and free Gaza from Hamas, because Gaza was eventually under the control of Hamas, and instead of investing in developing the land, they invested in militarization, building bunkers, and just improving their military capabilities. I will be reporting soon with interesting guests talking about Tikkun Olam, making the best out of the situation, the political balagan in Israel, and much more. So stay tuned, and thank you for listening. And by the way, if you have any feedback to me, feel free to reach out to me at kobi.cohen, kobi.cohen@gmail.com. Be well, and hello from Israel.